This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, Chauvin expressed condolences to Floyd's family before the sentence.
The family of George Floyd was allowed to address the court before sentencing. His brother, Terrence, with a question for the officer, who spent 9.5 minutes pinning George Floyd to the ground.
What was going through your head when you had your knee on my brother's neck?
And Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna, who says her dad would help her brush her teeth at night.
And I love you.
Chauvin turned to relatives in the courtroom and offered condolences, saying there was more to be said to them at a later time.
I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
The audio, courtesy of Court TV. Chauvin's mother spoke in his defense, but the judge said the 22.5-year sentence includes a 10-year penalty for abuse of trust and for cruelty shown to George Floyd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
This is VOA.